Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Oh yeah, Bet Online. It's Bet Online, betonline.ag, baby. I love Bet Online. I'm not much of a sports gambler, but man, there's something really exciting, especially this time of year with March Madness and things wrapping up. But, you know, mostly for the fights. When it comes to UFC, boxing, that kind of stuff, it's just so awesome to have that available for you and to get the odds and stuff to understand what's coming before the fight even arrives. Bet Online is definitely the only place on the internet you need to go when it comes to sports and sports information and sports betting, okay? Not to mention, they have all of your favorite casino games right there 24 hours a day. Multi-hand blackjack, poker, roulette, all of it. It's all right there. BetOnline.ag, one of the sponsors I'm most proud of. They work very hard to make sure that Mikey Likes You comes your way. So if you have anything in your brain that leads you to want to be interested in sports, you have to go to BetOnline.ag. Do it for me, my friends.
Hi, and welcome to another episode of Great News. He's Mike Catherwood. I am Kevin Ryder, and we do this podcast to kind of restore your faith in humanity. There are a lot of people doing a lot of good things and being loving toward each other, and they don't get covered. So that's what we do with this podcast. And if you'd like to subscribe, we would appreciate that. And also tell your friends about it, get them to subscribe, and we'll just create a pyramid scheme. I don't know what I'm saying.
I agree. Just spread the good word. Everyone feel good about it, but we're profiting. That's what we're saying.
Right. It's for us. It's not for you, but subscribe anyway. All right. Mike always does the intro. I think I would like to hear an impression of the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Oh, gosh.
Anthony Kiedis.
Oh, it's a whack-a-dack-a-doo, smiggity-bang-bang, it's an intro, smack-a-doo, California. Kevin and Mike give you great news, because Kevin and Mike, they give you whack-a-dack-a-dack-a-doom, bing-a-da-boo, California.
That's actually better. That's better than the original. All right, Mike's going to start us off today.
This is great news. It's great. It's amazing. It's jaw-dropping. But right? I have to say, fuck scientists.
What?
How they put archaeologists?
Did you get COVID and now you're using deworm medicine?
I'm not
okay.
Going with fuck science. I'm saying certainly fuck these scientists.
Okay.
Okay. They dug up a mummy, a real mummy, in what I'm assuming, in Egypt. And I get that. And there's the things you could study and you could learn of history. They decided to, using the vocal cords, the actual vocal cords or the area left in this mummy's throat, they recreated what it would sound like with his or her articulators, what it would sound like if he talked. Watch this.
Still intact?
Yeah, check it out.
Scientists were able to mimic Nessie Amun's voice by recreating his mouth and vocal cords with a 3D printer. It allowed them to produce a single sound.
Oh! How do we know that's what the mummy would sound like?
Scientists were able to mimic Nessie Amun's voice by recreating his mouth and vocal cords with a 3D printer. It allowed them to produce a single sound.
Oh! That is so not a mummy.
Come on, you know Mike. How much money and time put into...
Okay? Well, I mean... It sounds like none, but if they put a lot of money and time into it, they're idiots. Because it's a sound any of us could make.
That is not the mummy's fucking voice. That's Howard Dean. What was that name? Right. The guy who ran for president in 2004?
Yes. Where he just made
Phoenix, and we're going to go to Washington, D.C., and we're going to go to Chicago.
And that kicked him out of the race. He was no longer in the presidential race.
The end.
He's a mummy. All right. In Alvord, Texas, earlier in January, there is a couple there named Nathan and Kayla Dahl. And Nathan is a firefighter.
Okay.
But both he and his wife got COVID. And one of the side effects of COVID is that you can't smell anything.
Right.
One of them that you can't have. They both had it. So one night in the middle of the night when their house caught on fire, they couldn't smell smoke and their smoke detectors didn't go off. And watch how this family with five children survived.
He's home in Wise County and left almost nothing behind, but it could have been so much worse. The parents told Jay Wallace they're alive today because of their two-year-old toddler.
It was a crazy start to the day, for sure.
Kayla Dahl is talking about the morning of January 15th, when a fire that local firefighters say likely started from a gas heater in her living room quickly destroyed her Alvord house.
You hear people say, I lost everything, and then you don't realize the weight of that until it happens to you.
At the time, she and her husband Nathan were recovering from COVID-19.
We couldn't smell the smoke, even going out.
The fire started while they were sleeping, and their recently bought smoke detectors, silent.
None of them went off.
Yeah, they never went off.
But their two-year-old son, Brandon, walked through a burning room and into their bedroom.
He was just sitting there coughing, and he said, Mama, hot. Mama, hot.
Once Kayla realized what was happening, she woke up her husband.
I turned and I looked at the door and I was like, oh my God. Like, my heart just dropped.
Nathan, a volunteer firefighter himself, had already trained his kids what to do in a fire.
We had a plan. We've had a plan. This is how everything is going to go.
Within about 30 seconds, these parents and their five kids were safely outside.
About maybe a minute after we got out of the house, our front door had flames coming out of it.
The doll's house was destroyed and both parents' cars lost. But this family might not be alive today if not for a special toddler.
To think that a two-year-old wakes up at 4:30 in the morning and comes in there and wakes us up, I mean,
yeah,
is nothing short of a miracle in my opinion.
He saved our entire family. I mean, He is our little mini hero.
And maybe a sign that Brandon will one day follow in his father's firefighter footsteps. In Alvord, I'm Jay Wallace.
Wow.
Look at that kid. One of the stories that I found on that was titled Mama High. And I was like, okay, that seems like a horrible thing. Strange, weird.
Yeah, I see that title on YouPorn quite often.
Yes. But the kid saved his entire family, walked through the fire into the room.
Beautiful, man. That's amazing. What a brave kid.
That's Mama Hot.
And so whole family saved. Think about that. A two-year-old saved the whole family.
Chances are, if you're listening to this podcast, you're interested at least somewhat in weight loss. So before we continue the show, I wanted to talk a little bit about Noom. Noom really understands that everyone's weight loss journey is very unique, and what works for someone else isn't going to necessarily work for you. So Noom's approach adapts to your lifestyle. It's flexible, focuses on progress, not perfection, allowing you to work toward goals at the pace you're comfortable with. So start building better habits for a healthier, long-term result that you're looking for. Sign up for a trial at Noom. That's Noom.com/BLEAV. Believe. That's what I'm talking about. Again, that's Noom. Noom.com/BLEAV. All right. Personalized lessons to help you gain confidence and practical knowledge, one-on-one coaching, and a cognitive behavioral approach that teaches you how to be mindful about your habits. Come on. Now's the time. It is Noom.com/believe. That's Noom.com/believe.
All right, Kevin. We love little kids doing awesome stuff.
Yep.
We love heroic acts. We love doggies, right?
Yep.
Check out, this one's simple, not long, but it tugs at the heartstrings. This is a dog owner seeing her dog walk for the first time after extensive physical therapy that they were not even guaranteeing would work. Check it out.
Hey guys.
Hi.
Hi. What's going on?
Sabo,
you guys run!
Sorry.
Wow! All four legs were shattered, and they were like not too confident that the dog.
I was expecting that he would have like the two back wheels. You know what I mean? Like,
dude, I hear you
helping him walk.
But, you know, you could just see she just drops her stuff. She's carrying like her purse and everything. She just dropped it and she's so overwhelmed by it.
You know what she wouldn't have dropped her purse when she saw?
What?
A cat that was walking?
No. You know why? Cat would have been like, euthanize me. Fuck you.
A little cat finger. This is a little black child on a plane and a black pilot for American Airlines who took the time to bring the little kid in and sit him in the pilot seat and sort of teach him about what it's like. Watch this.
19-year-old son is obsessed with airplanes, and today this happened.
You want to see?
Wow.
Look at, come on up. You want to have a seat?
I got
you. All right, I'm going to pick you up, okay?
Jump.
3, 2.
Wow. Look at that.
We got a lot going on up here.
You like it, buddy?
You want to hold on?
Representation matters.
There you go.
Wow. Look at that.
You want to FaceTime and get a good photo in there?
Thank you, American Airlines.
Thank you, guys.
And they said, they put underneath it, they said, we hope that the pilot sees this because we're forever grateful for that. That was just an amazing thing for their son.
It's true. And it's something you can gloss over. But the idea of a little black American kid being able to see a black man pilot is Oprah. Because when you're a little kid, the guy who flies the plane is
the most important man in the world.
And
it's Godhead.
That's a beautiful story, man. That really is awesome. I followed up with the importance of children.
Okay.
Okay. This is GOAT level. This is it. Michael Jordan level great news. When humanity is at its worst, you see how humanity can also peek through with its greatest. And this is, I'm going to stand behind this. This is greatest of all time, heroic, great news stuff. Check it out.
These children were brought over to England in 1939. That's 49 years ago, from Prague in Czechoslovakia. They were all in the gravest danger because they were Jewish, some of them orphans, their parents might have been arrested, or maybe their parents were just intellectuals or communists, the kind of people that Hitler really hated. If they hadn't been rescued and brought over to England, these children would have been killed by the Nazis. But in fact, they were saved by an English stockbroker called Nicholas Winton. In all, Nicholas Winton and the committees who helped him managed to save 664 children.
Wow.
664 children.
Wow.
In German-occupied Czechoslovakia. Now, I repeat, he was just a British stockbroker. And he was in a position where he had a very, very weird situation where he was capable of traveling back and forth to the former Czechoslovakia and Brit because of financial reasons and his business. He was doing business with Czech businesses. And he noticed what was happening.
Right.
And took it upon himself with his peers and his coworkers to usher out and sneak out Czech children that were compromised and in danger. And he
664
saved
of them.
664 wow. of them. That was from a BBC show in 1988. That is fucking amazing.
That's crazy. Wow. Wow. That is great news.
That's
why we do this show.
Totes great news.
All right. Mike is going to do the outro as David Bowie.
Oh, God. Good one.
It's an outro. You know what I'm talking about, bro. Say hello to the happy goodbye to the blues, because Kevin and Mike are here to give you great news. To me, David Bowie from Labyrinth.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.